Joe in the Radio Now Morning Show, and let's talk about some lying lovers. What did a love interest lie to you about? Now, this could have been somebody that you just started dating, or it could have been more serious. It could have been a boyfriend or a girlfriend or maybe an actual husband or wife. 833-563-2539. I'd really appreciate it if you would pick up the phone and call us and share that. If you need to be anonymous, so be it. The thing that one in four people have lied about to their love interest was about their debt. And I feel like that's becoming increasingly more of a thing now, because not that debt hasn't been around since the beginning of time, but especially with student loans, I feel like the past 10, 20, 30 years, that's where it's really ratcheted up and gotten even bigger and bigger.
Absolutely. I feel like I know so many people who are in debt because of student loans. But even besides that, wasn't there just a study done, like we talked about last week, that millennials are in debt because they're spending so much money going to these expensive and lavish music festivals?
Now, how would you feel? Or actually, let me even take it before I ask you how you feel, Liv. Maybe you already have. Has Jewel Daddy, who's your boyfriend for over a year now, has he lied to you about anything? Like, including debt, like one in four people? Because obviously you're with him.
Honestly, do not think he's lied to me about it. I'm like racking my brain about it. And he has not lied about anything. He's been super upfront about everything. Like, even from our first day, I remember him telling me stuff and I'm like, dang, like that's just like very honest and open. So I don't think he's ever lied to me. Maybe, you know, when we very first started dating, he made it seem like he didn't like smoke cigarettes as much as he did, but he's quit.
Okay,
he like quit for me.
That's a good example, though. Maybe the love interest you like lied. It's like, oh, I don't smoke, but they do smoke. And that could be a deal breaker for people.
And he did. I knew he did. But I think it was just like he didn't tell me, obviously, on our first date as much as it was. But he has quit since.
I'm wondering if that's one example is the big one. One out of four is debt. You just brought up smoking, though. But maybe they're like, oh, yeah, I got my own place. In reality, they like live in their mom's basement. Like, that could be a deal breaker. And that's an example of a love interest lying to you.
I had an ex that lied to me so much throughout our relationship. And I didn't find things out until like months and almost like a year later. I had a boyfriend who told me that he was Spanish. So his dad was from Spain, born and raised in Spain, then came over to America because it's very obvious that he is a different ethnicity.
Yeah.
Turns out his dad was from, I think, Ecuador.
Okay.
But he was like so ashamed about it that he lied to me about
sad.
It. I'm not joking. For at least 10 months of our relationship, he lied to me. And also he told me too that his like dad was some like chef, like high end chef, because he's like estranged. He doesn't have a relationship with him anymore. Turns out he was like a dishwasher at a restaurant, which there's nothing wrong with that. But he lied to me for like half of our relationship about it because he was so ashamed about it, which I thought was so sad.
They go on to say in this, according to a recent survey, many people feel the need to hide their outstanding debts for potential partners in love interest. The survey found that about a quarter of 2,000 people responding have lied to a new partner about their level of debt. It also revealed that many adults are deceptive about their financial situation in general. I think that's a bad thing, because at first you don't want to scare somebody away, but eventually if you're getting deeper and deeper into that, then you start like maybe going to the next level with an engagement. I think you kind of want to know, right, like where they're at financially, like, you know, how much money you're making, what are you doing? Not that you judge somebody on whether they make $30,000 or $300,000 a year, but to have an idea, like, I don't know, isn't that kind of a bad deceiving point?
Right. I mean, yeah, I think that's true, but also you... Did your wife lie to you about her debt? Because I know
no,
you didn't know.
No, my wife did not lie or deceive me, but she definitely didn't say, hey, here's how much student loan debt I have. She didn't
she
come out and tell me.
She wasn't super open about it.
No, and that's one thing I would encourage people. I would still love somebody to love them, regardless if they have zero debt or $100,000 in debt or more or less. But I think it's an important thing to talk about. But so that case, though, she didn't lie to me, Liv. But I'm wondering, what did a love interest, doesn't have to be debt-related, lie to you about? We'll kick it off with Robert, 833-563-2539. Robert, what was the lie?
The lie was she wasn't seeing anybody. I was in the military, deployed for 3 years, come home. She's 3 months pregnant.
Oh, wait a minute. How's that happen?
That's what I said. But, you know, you only get a few moments to Skype once a week. So every time I Skyped her, there was always like a tool bag in the background, or I could see a dude's shoes on the floor. And every time asked about it, oh, no, I'm not seeing anybody. That's my brother's stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Wow, Robert. First of all, thank you for serving our country. I'm sorry that you had such a terrible person that would do that while you were away.
Oh, to make matters even worse, it was with a guy in the National Guard.
Oh, jeez. Man.
I mean, this story just has layers. That is awful.
Robert, thank you for your service, man. I'm sorry you went through that. 833-563-2539. For me right there, that's way worse than finding out somebody lied to me about their financial situation. What did a love interest lie to you about? Monique, thanks for calling in to Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. What was the lie they told you?
They lied about their entire identity.
No way. What happened?
I just so happened to be helping him clean, and there were like 4 different types of IDs and social security cards. I literally had to call my aunt, who's a police officer, and have her run every last one of them to figure out who he was. And he was a scammer.
Wait a minute.
Did he scam any money from you?
No. I pick up on those quick, but he was scamming some old lady because I asked him what he did for work, and he tried to say he sell insurance, but that's what he was doing. He was scamming a lot of elderly people out of money, and they have been trying to catch him.
So, Monique, you're a hero. You caught this lying turd.
It was crazy. I was like, okay, I'm just going to act like I didn't see these, and then I took them all, and I took them with me.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, sent them to my aunt, and she ran every last one of them. And the last ID was who he really was.
Now, I mean, is that not the worst person in the entire world? Not only a scam artist, but scamming old people?
Yes, I felt so. I was like, oh, my God, I could kill him right now. This is crazy.
Monique, what if he would have been like a secret agent, though, and you blew his cover?
No.
Uh-uh. You got lucky in this one, Monique.
His place wasn't nice enough for that, probably.
We appreciate your call. Thanks for calling in this morning to Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show.